Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I want to talk about slow cookers. I'm sorry, I just want to do it, okay? I'm obsessed with getting my husband to cook things in a slow cooker, but I have a few questions. So I have someone who's a bit of an expert and a bit of a legend. Kevin Dundon, the iconic chef, is on the line. Kevin!
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I love how I have this notion and I just get the best. That's a kind of team I have. I get the best in the business to come and talk about slow cookers. How are you?
I'm really good. Busy out, which is great.
Good man.
But I have to say, I love slow cookers.
They are a game changer. But I want to talk about them because, you know, with food and energy costs rising, is it the way to go? Is it an energy efficient dinner, so to speak?
It is. They've proven that it is cost efficient to use a slow cooker. And what's great about it is that you can actually batch cook in it as well. So you can actually cook like four dinners in one go. And I think what's the biggest tip that I can give yourself and your listeners is that if you look at your regular recipe, your recipe that you cook all the time, and just reduce the liquid by a third, because you have a lid on top of the slow cooker, so the liquid doesn't evaporate.
Okay.
So, which is really the most important. But if you do something like chicken cacciatore, which is delicious, and you just sear off your chicken breast, put it into your slow cooker, add your raw vegetables and tomatoes into the slow cooker, put the lid on high, and it cooks in about 2.5 hours, and which is fantastic. So you can put it on low and it'll cook over 4 hours. And it'll be cooked all the way through.
Do you know what I've been doing? If I'm doing a slow cook bolognese or something, I cook it in the pan and then I transfer it and pebble dash the whole back wall of the kitchen. It looks like someone's been murdered in my kitchen. So you think I can just dump it into the slow cooker and turn it on high?
You can. Some slow cookers have a searing option that you can actually sear your meat first and then just throw everything in on top of it. The only time that I want to get a bit of caramelization, like if I want to do a brown stew, I'd brown off my meat first, and that's the only thing to brown off, and then put that into and then the raw vegetables.
Okay.
And then your stock into it.
And the stock. Okay.
Yeah.
Should you be stirring or lifting the lid at all?
I don't go near it.
You don't go near it, Kevin?
I don't go near
it. They're putting you out of a job, Kevin.
I know. But that's what's great. And the only thing, you can either put this on before you go to bed and it's ready in the morning, or if you put it on in the morning and then when you come back from whatever you're doing during the day, they'll be cooked. And what's beautiful is that it will just stay hot. So it'll go through the cooking process and goes to a warming temperature. So it's literally just sitting there like a bain-marie. So if the family are coming in at different times and they just want to take a bowl of stew or a bowl of chili con carne or bolognese, it's ready to go. So it's actually stress-free cooking.
Where was the slow cooker, I wonder? You know, when my mum was cooking for eight of us, she must have had a misery time.
Yeah, but it was there. It was just that we had casserole dishes and then you just put everything into the casserole dish and put it into your oven. But now this is just a one-piece unit that sits on your
kitchen. It's time efficient. And there's a lot of parents listen to the show that, don't have time. And the happy pair were in last week and they said, when you have that busy period in the maybe breakfast time or whatever and you're making the breakfast, you could prep the dinner then. And now you're saying you could throw that into a slow cook and leave it and then it's ready at the end of the day and then you have time to do the homework and the house chores and all that when you come in from work.
Exactly, but it's not just about stews and casseroles. You can do it does an amazing macaroni cheese.
What?
So it's really, really good. So you put in your raw pasta, your cream and your cheese and your salt and pepper into your slow cooker. Put that in and just let that cook and it takes about 2 hours. But what happens is the cheese kind of forms a crust on the outside of the macaroni cheese. And you just flip it out onto a platter and you've got this lovely crust on the outside and you break through and it's lovely and moist on the inside, which is, that's superb. The other thing you can do is rice pudding. There's loads of things you can do in a slow cooker, not just the ones that
stews and soups and all that kind of stuff. You love your slow cooker so much. You have a one pot wonder and slow cooker course that you offer.
Yeah, so that's on my website, kevindunnan.com, and it's a 7-day course. And what's great about the course is that everything is recorded, so you can look back on time and time again.
Deadly.
But it goes through like the different cuts of meat that you use, different red. There's a recipe of the day every day for 7 days. We go through batch cooking, slow cooking, and then how to cook fast in your slow cooker, if that makes sense.
Amazing, amazing. Producer Niamh wants to know, can you do a whole chicken in one?
You can do a roast chicken, yeah, for sure. It's really good. And what's great about it is that it's really, really moist. So if you want to cook a chicken like on a Monday for sandwiches during the week, you always put your chicken in with your vegetables in the bottom of the slow cooker, put the chicken on top of that. Salt and pepper, a little bit of garlic, lemon inside the middle. Mm-hmm. Put the lid on, cook it, and it kind of like nearly steams it, and so it's super moist, and it's just delicious in like on a Caesar salad or in your sandwiches.
Kevin, I'm going to forgive you for saying moist on the show 75 times, okay? Because
did I say that? But I did. Yeah. Cooker, everything is moist.
Everything is moist. You said it again. It's one of those words that gives people the ick, but you're a chef and you're an expert and you're allowed, okay? So we're going to forgive you. Kevin, have you anything coming up in the next couple of months?
Yeah, so we've got a bunch of online courses all over the country, or not online courses, demos all over the country. So they're all up on my website, kevindunnan.com, and a Christmas show coming on tour to you as well.
Woo! kevindunnan.com. Go and check out where Kevin's going to be. Thank you so much for coming on the show and wish you the best of luck. Great to chat to you.
Yeah, likewise.
Bye, love. Bye. There we go. Sold. Yeah, you sold on the slow cooker? Me too. Not on the word moist, but the slow cooker. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.